This is Passport to Texas. When you hear the word tilapia, you may think of a savory meal with lemon and butter sauce, but you probably don't think of them in terms of invasive species.
They're great to eat. They're raised as a food fish, and they're quite tasty, very popular in restaurants, but the problem is when they're in our natural waters, they are upsetting the ecosystem.
Originally established in fish farms as a food source, tilapia eventually ended up in Texas waters. Gary Garrett, a former Parks and Wildlife Fisheries biologist, says tilapia pose a threat to largemouth bass and other native species.
They build nests, big pit nests, and in doing that, they stir up a lot of the sediment, and it's been shown that, for example, with largemouth bass, they'll actually, all that sediment stirred up and settling back down will often kill largemouth bass eggs.
And because of the delicate nature of the food chain, this behavior has the potential of damaging the entire ecosystem. Parks and Wildlife has regulations for tilapia, but because they're widespread statewide, they're difficult to control. But if you like to fish, Garrett says there's one way you can help.
Don't throw them back. If you catch them, keep them.
So next time you reel in tilapia, turn on the grill and get cooking. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.